AP Sports, I'm Dave Ferry, and the Yankees led the AL East by 15 and a half games on July 8th. That lead is down to 5 now after the second-place Rays battered the Yankees 9-0. Winning pitcher Jeff Springs allowed 4 hits over 5 and 2/3.
We shut out that team. They're really good. So it's definitely a big momentum, you know, rolling into tomorrow. And we'll try to see what we can do tomorrow and keep it rolling.
The Mariners won for the 7th time in 8 games by whipping the Guardians 6-1. Cal Raleigh homered twice and says last year's playoff chase has helped them stay in the tie for the first AL wild card.
Coming up last year and having that experience was huge. And, knowing this year, we just want to keep our head down and keep going.
Cleveland still leads the AL Central by a game over Minnesota following the Twins' 5-4 loss to the White Sox. Other AL winners were the Blue Jays, Orioles, Red Sox, Astros, and Tigers. Meanwhile, the Mets continue to lead the NL East by 3 games over the Braves. Mets manager Buck Showalter's team scored 4 times in the 6th to break a 3-3 tie in a 7-3 win over the Nationals.
There's always been a sense of urgency with these guys since the first day of spring that things they want to accomplish.
Travis d'Arnaud hit 2 of the Braves' 5 home runs in an 8-1 pounding of the Marlins.
Having good at-bats and homers are just a byproduct of, having a good game plan.
The Giants were among the NL winners, as were the Padres, Reds, Cardinals, and Diamondbacks. Serena Williams has lost what is expected to be the last match of her tennis career. The 23-time Grand Slam champion was eliminated from the U.S. Open in the 3rd round by Ayla Tomljanovic, 7-5, 6-7, 6-1.
This week has been really great, just so much support, so much love, and it was really amazing and overwhelming and, so grateful for it.
The college football playoff is growing. A group of university presidents have voted to expand the CFP from 4 to 12 teams, a move that will happen as early as 2024 and no later than 2026. I'm Dave Ferry, AP Sports.